Hello everybody. It is Friday and today we are going to send the letter to Social Court. We wrote this letter and it explains everything that happened, everything that from my point of view the health insurance just ignored or did wrong, simply. And we enclosed all the documents that we have on this. For example, their refusals to pay. And we are going to send this today. And I have no idea how long it will take for them, for the court, to respond or to do something. But I know that this, what we are trying now, is especially made for urgent situations. And so I think it cannot be too long. Because, it is made for cases that have urgency included. And it is a good feeling to finally do something again. And it is also a good feeling to know that there is finally something that will have an effect on the health insurance. Because during all this time, we told the health insurance, well, you know, we are not idiots, we are not stupid, and we know the laws, and we know our rights, and we know that what you're doing is just not okay. But they were basically like, well, yeah, we don't care, it's how we do this, and so we do this. And it was just because they knew they were the institution and we were just the people. And when now Social Court gets involved and tells them what to do and to work properly, I think it is just pretty much more effective on them. And then I so hope that maybe in August my black four-legged tailor will then be with us here and I can start training and everything. And it is on my mind constantly. I try to distract myself, but I mean, I just noticed that there is no dog here, and this is something I just cannot ignore and cannot forget. apart from that, I recently got the great idea of listening to English podcasts, radio podcasts. And I cannot explain why I didn't do this long before, because I always used to watch English TV series, and also I listen to a lot of radio programs in German, and I'm interested in a lot of things like cultures and social systems and changes in social laws, or simply in other, I'm interested in just how people live and all that stuff. And now I figured that it would be a great idea to have a look into this English radio podcast world, because then it would be a lot wider range. And so I recently discovered the BBC documentaries program, and I've listened to a couple of episodes already, and I really, really enjoyed this, because it is just something exactly what I like. It's a lot about people in different countries, about people in different life circumstances, and I think they are really, really full of information and very, very interesting. And I definitely will continue looking for interesting programs, not only in the BBC, of course. This was just the first thing I found, and so I'm busy with that, and I'm enjoying this a lot. Yeah, and Philip is currently at the Zoological Museum here in Kiel, which is another cool thing because a lady there wants to create an exhibition or an exhibition room that is interesting and accessible for blind people. And therefore, she contacted blind people here from our town. And now they have like a meeting where they will collect thoughts and ideas, and the blind people there just can give her advice on what to do. And it's a really cool thing that she puts in so much effort for this thing and the idea itself. It's really good, and I'm curious what they are going to develop out of this idea then in the end. Okay, this is everything I have to report at the moment, and thank you everybody for thinking of me in my guide dog issue, and for crossing your fingers for me. And I know there are a lot of people who are thinking of me and who are very supportive, and I really appreciate this, and I really, it's just a good feeling to know that one is not alone talking to the internet and nobody's listening, but that there are people listening and thinking of what one is saying.